What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Tea with Publicity. I am doing a solo pod today in studio alone. Today's episode is brought to you by Macy's. As you know, every single episode is for the rest of the year, and Thanksgiving is almost here, so you can get all of the kitchen gear that you need, all of the home decor gear that you need, literally everything at Macy's. You could order with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. You could pick up in-store or use curbside pickup. So head over to Macy's.com/holidayhub to shop everything you need for Thanksgiving. I am shopping Thanksgiving, but I'm also kind of skipping ahead and going straight to Christmas as well. I just ordered a Christmas tree this morning. Then I went on Macy's and I searched for some like more fall decor, and I want some ornaments and some garland and all of that. So stay tuned for a little video of my space, because I feel like living in New York, I could never decorate for the holidays, but now I actually have like room to, and I also kind of want to host Thanksgiving at my apartment this year. That's a whole nother thing. So I'm going all out with the decor. So as a reminder, it's Macy's.com/holidayhub to shop your holiday favorites at Macy's. I am excited for a solo episode because I do feel like I have a lot to say and we have a lot to catch up on. First of all, if you're watching on video, you could see I'm sitting here with my binge watch black tea. We will be sipping it while we spill it. I have some amazing tea with me. That is obviously mine. It's the Binge Watch Black Tea with notes of lemon. This is actually cold brewed. I made it at home iced, and I brought it to the studio just so I could have a little tea with you guys. And then my beautiful book box is right here in front of me. Things are going really well. I feel like we talked a little bit about the launch and everything, but I didn't tell you guys like fully about the launch party and everything that went into it. So I kind of want to dive into that today. I also want to give you some updates on my relationship. I feel like I've dropped on like TikTok and Instagram and like even a little bit in my podcast, but I haven't like officially come on here one-on-one and told you guys that I'm a girlfriend, and I feel like we need to talk about that. Also, I met his mom, he met my parents. We're going to talk about that. We are going to talk about some things that I've noticed now that I am in a relationship that are kind of bothering me and making me a little bit annoyed. So we'll talk about that as well. And then as always, we will do the Sip It While You Spill It segment, where we will spill the tea because there are so many shows that I'm watching, so many things going on in pop culture, and so many things that I do want to discuss with you. So first of all, let's reel it back to a few months ago. As you guys know, my trip in Europe kind of was like the catalyst for a lot of this change in my life. I got my mojo back, which I told you about. I was like feeling myself, putting good energy out there, feeling positive, like feeling like I was ready to get back into dating. And I think now that a few months have passed, I'm realizing how powerful spoken word is. And I've always believed like ask, believe, receive. The more you say, the more it comes to you. Put ideas into the universe. Like, for example, I want to live in a mansion one day. So I talk about living in a mansion all the time. Could I afford a mansion tomorrow? No, but I talk about it because like I believe that if I say I'm going to live in a mansion, I'm going to live in a mansion. If I say I'm going to write a book, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to launch a tea business, I'm going to launch a tea business. I just believe that's how I manifest, like that's how I believe. And I'm realizing how much things that I've said and things that I've spoken into existence are actually happening now. And it's been like years and years of me saying these things, and now they're happening. And I'm like, this is fucking crazy. So for example, when I was in Europe, I kept saying to my friend Lisa, who I was on my trip with, I just kept being like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like this is my bachelorette party. And like, not that people are out here like slutting it up on their bachelorette party because you like should not be cheating on your partner, and I was being a single girl, but I was like, this is my last hurrah. Like this might also, in saying this, I'm not saying I'm gonna like marry my boyfriend. I just meant like I had this feeling this was my last like single trip of that caliber. And I just kept saying it. I'm like, I just feel like when I get home from this trip, like I'm gonna settle down. So like I really wanna live it up. I come home a week later. I meet my boyfriend when I'm on vacation on Hinge, and then I come home and we start dating. And like, sure enough, that was my last single trip for a while, if not ever, who knows? I don't know. I'm not going to limit myself here, but I just think that's so weird. Then something else that I kept saying, which like we will see again if this comes to fruition. I don't want to get like so ahead of myself because who knows where my life will or won't go. But if you guys have been listening to the podcast for a while, you know I've been saying for so long, like, I think, like, I just want to meet someone and, like, I'd be open to, like, living somewhere with them, like, for a few years before settling down. Like, I've said that so many times, how, like, I want to meet someone and live somewhere else for a few years. Sure enough, Ernie's work slash school slash schedule, if I end up with him, like, might take us somewhere for a few years. And I'm like, did I just speak into existence the fact that I might have to, like, accidentally, like, live in some obscure area for a few years of my life? Because if that happens, like, I can't be mad at anyone but myself, because, like, I've been talking about this, I've been saying this. So I just realized, like, how powerful the things that we say are and how they come to fruition. And it's crazy. And again, who knows if that's going to happen or what, but I'm just, like, having all these realizations that the things that I'm saying are panning out. So I just want that to be a reminder to you guys that the things that you speak also could never negatively affect your life. So if you're always talking about how much you suck, how much you're ugly, how much you're this, how much you're that, that's going to manifest in your life. Like, talk positively, be happy. I think sometimes people around me think that I'm fucking delusional, because I'm always like, oh, when I write a book, oh, when I'm a millionaire, oh, when I'm have two kids, and when I do this and when I do that. And everyone's like, stop getting ahead of yourself. And I'm like, this is motivating for me. That's the way I like to manifest. That's the way I like to believe and show up. But I just thought that that was really, really, really interesting. Okay, so back to the, like, girlfriend, boyfriend convo and all of that. So I'm trying to think how to explain this. So my parents were coming into town for the launch of Tea with P, and which was so important and so cool to me. And I don't think I would have had Ernie is nickname, if you guys are new here, short for Ernest. I wouldn't have had Ernie probably meet my parents that soon had, like, I lived in New York City and they lived in New Jersey, because, like, I don't know, it was just kind of soon-ish. We were maybe seeing each other like 3 months at that point. But they were coming into town and I'm like, this is maybe his, like, only time to meet them. So let's just, like, rip the Band-Aid off. So my parents came into town. It was so great. We had such a nice time. The first time that they met him, we picked him up. We went to a bar in Santa Monica, had a drink. I thought that was, like, an easier way to, like, ease into things than being like, let's go to dinner. Although my parents aren't, like, intimidating people, so I didn't really feel like it was going to be, like, a weird intimidating vibe, because they're just, like, really comfortable people and he's, like, a really comfortable person. So we got drinks. Him and my dad, like, instantly bucket a beer, like, hit it off. Me and my mom chatting the whole nine. She's, like, texting me from across the table, like, love him. My sister was texting her, like, send me updates, like, having FOMO. Then we went out to dinner. We had such a great time. We drank wine. I just felt like they really gelled. Then the next day, I bought tickets for all of us to go see an LA Rams game. So we went to the game. And again, it was more like good quality time. Like, I feel like him and my dad really got along. Then after the game, we went out to dinner again and we had bar food, and, like, it was just good vibes. And, like, my parents just really liked him. They thought he seemed like such a nice guy, which he obviously is. They just were like, yeah, he's really great. Like, there's nothing not to like. Like, he's really personable, he's really smart. They just really liked him. And then, ironically, his mom was coming into town, like, a week later. And it's kind of weird because we're both transplants. So for both of our parents to, like, be in town at all is rare, let alone, like, around the same time. But just because I introduced him to my parents, I didn't want him to, like, feel a pressure to introduce me to his. So I didn't, like, bring anything up, because I'm like, you know, people can move at different paces. Like, I don't want to force it. I also, like, want him to do what he's comfortable with. But sure enough, he was like, hey, want to, like, meet my mom? And I was like, yeah. So I met his mom, and she's just like him, so nice, so personable. I feel like we both got the same vibes from each other's parents, like, that easy to talk to. I feel like we're all, like, his mom, I'm sure his dad as well, who I haven't met yet, my parents, him, me, like, we're all personable people. So it was kind of easy for us all to connect, because it's like we have similar vibes, if that makes sense. So I thought that she was so nice. I had such a nice time. Like, it was just so, it was really great. And then he came to my launch party that my parents were also at. Wow, he really did hang out with them a lot. He really put in that work. The launch party was so beyond my wildest expectations. I like was putting my blood, sweat, and tears into this launch, into this launch party. I feel like I just did so much. Like I came up with like the decor concept and the look and feel. I ordered all of like the plating and the silverware and the napkins and the this and the that. And the the PR team actually helped me with the florals. Me and my mom built the other florals from Trader Joe's. Like it was really hands on. Like I wasn't one of those people that had like a huge budget to do this. And like we made it happen. I had this amazing caterer, Good and Gracious, that stepped in to help with the catering. And like they went so above and beyond. I think the food like really elevated the event to a whole different level. We had little like caviar, little like caviar with creme fraiche and like little lobster rolls and tea sandwiches and clotted cream and jam and scones and like this elevated chic menu, like so sunset tea time coated. I was obsessed. I had huge pitchers of my tea iced and it tasted so good because like I love my tea blend. Like I just think it's the best and they made it cold with fresh lemon as well. And first of all, I was devouring it because I'm talking to so many people. So like my mouth's getting dry. So I'm just chugging tea. Like I had glasses full. People were going up to the thing being like, I need more tea. I need more tea. Oh my God, I love this so much. I don't even like tea and I can't stop drinking this. Like people were skipping the wine and drinking the tea. And that made me so happy that people like genuinely loved the flavor of it. Speaking of, I'm going to take a little sip right now. It's so good. I have so much fresh lemon in this one. So like the launch party was beautiful. I recreated my tea tower at the event. I gave a little speech. I had so many newer influencer friends and media friends from LA come to the event. And like it meant so much to me to see how supportive everyone was, like genuinely the nicest people. Like they all met my parents. They all met Ernie. And like this was Ernie's first influencer event. And I feel like it could be intimidating and you could have like assumptions about people and just assume that people are probably like assholes or stuck up or whatever. But he was like, everyone was so nice. And I was like, I know, like I'm not going to associate with assholes. So like everyone like couldn't have been nicer. Like people brought me flowers, champagne, like above and beyond. I was so, so pleased with the turnout and with the event. And I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed having my parents there. I don't think I could have done it without them. They like really were such a big help day of. Catherine, my assistant, above and beyond. I almost just said his name. Ernie helped. My friend Lisa helped. Like it was just beyond. Back into the relationship stuff. Oh my God, I still have so many more updates. First of all, I hope you guys don't think I'm annoying for talking about this, but I feel like you want to know because if you're anything like me, you're nosy and I'm nosy. And like when someone I follow starts dating someone, like I want all the tea. So I'm trying to give you guys the tea respectfully without saying too much. But I also don't want to make the single people feel like annoyed. So let me know what the balance is. But I'm going to tell you guys a little bit so you feel like in the loop of what's going on in my life. The way the girlfriend conversation came up is because before my event, I was kind of freaking out because he had already spent the whole weekend with my parents, but we hadn't discussed if we were like boyfriend or girlfriend yet. And in my head, I'm like, it's fucking obvious. Like you heard me on the podcast with Christina being like, I don't really need to know. Like I know, but I do think we should discuss it. But at the same time, I didn't want to bring it up. However, with my event looming over me, I'm like, how am I going to introduce him to all these people? Like, he's going to be meeting so many friends and colleagues and like, they're going to ask me who he is. And like, I just like, don't want to have this conversation for the first time, like at my event and like be put on the spot. But ultimately I decided not to bring it up. I was like, I don't want to be the one to bring it up. Like he could bring it up, whatever. So didn't come up. Turns out Ernie's out here at my event telling people, oh yeah, I'm her boyfriend. Oh yeah, I'm Melissa's boyfriend. That's how he's introducing himself. I'm like, would have been nice to know. Like, so him and I got to talking like a week later and I was like, it somehow came up and I was like, yeah, I didn't really know what to do at my event. And he's like, oh, I was just introducing myself as your boyfriend. And I'm like, you were? And he was like, yeah, well, I mean, yeah, like I just kind of said it. I thought it went without saying. And I was like, it kind of does, but it would have been nice to know. I was freaking out. And he's like, oh my God, you were? And I was like, yes. And he's like, well, do you want to be my girlfriend? And I'm like, yes. And that was it. That was a conversation. We had it. We both kind of knew. But like, again, it just felt good to have it and know. And then there was one other thing I had in here. Oh, okay. For my single girls, this is something you could relate to. So I was single for like a long freaking time. And I just went on this rant on TikTok specifically about how when you are single, people like look at you like they feel bad for you, even if you have all these other amazing achievements going on in your life. You could be buying a house, getting a promotion, starting a business, and people will congratulate you, but they're not going to congratulate you as much as they will if you get in a relationship. And I could speak from firsthand experience as someone that just launched a business and got into a relationship. The amount of people that supported my business, a lot. Don't get me wrong. People were happy for me, but it was just kind of like, oh, nice. Good for you. People now that I'm in a relationship DMing me like, I'm so proud of you. You're amazing. Like no one deserves this more than you, which is like really flattering and really nice. And thank you guys so much for like thinking that I deserve someone. But it's like, where is this energy when I'm doing other things for myself? It's like, I think that people and society and other women specifically equate your happiness to your relationship status when it's like, I was happy before I was in a relationship. I'll be happy after if that comes to be. Like, you need to be happy with yourself in order to meet someone. And I think that's, people don't put enough weight in that. Like, where are all the congratulations of like, Alyssa, congratulations on like putting the work in on yourself for the past 5 years to like build yourself up and go to therapy and launch a business and become an entrepreneur and take risks with your job and build amazing friendships and move across the country. Like, where is the energy for those things? But now that I'm coupled up, everyone's like, even saying things to my mom, like, Alyssa looks so happy. Like, oh, I'm so happy for Alyssa. It's like, maybe I look happy because I'm happy within myself. Like, why does me being in a relationship have to be the thing that's making my life and making me better and making me happier? And I feel like I really noticed this because I was single for a while. And it's like, it makes me feel sorry for my single self because it's like, did you not respect her? Was she not worthy? So I just want to say justice for the single girls. You are worthy as you are. I celebrate your achievements. I see you. There is definitely a single tax. You are paying rent alone. You're paying your phone bill alone. You are paying for your dinners alone. You're not splitting your responsibilities with anybody. It is 10 times fucking harder to be single than it is to be in a relationship with someone. And I feel like that needs to be celebrated more than celebrating someone being coupled up. And that's just something I'm noticing now that I'm in a relationship. I'm like, what the hell? It's honestly the same scenario as like if you're brunette your whole life and you go blonde and then everyone's like, you look so much better now. It's like, well, now you're being a bitch to my old self. Or it's like you lose a lot of weight and everyone's like, you look amazing. It's like, oh, so I looked like shit before. It's like a backhanded fucking compliment. So thank you guys for congratulating me for being in a relationship. But at the same time, it's like, where was this energy a few months ago? That's what's pissing me off. And I don't want to sound like I'm not like thankful for the people that are happy for me because I'm so thankful. And like, I get it. It's natural to be like, wow, I'm really happy that someone met someone. But it's just something I can't help but notice. And it's like, I just think it's so important because the reason why I met someone is because I'm happy with myself. And it's like, maybe I'm happy because I'm happy. He adds to my happiness, but it's like, I'm happy within myself. Don't associate me being happy with someone else giving that to me. I think that that's the worst kind of relationship. If like, if you need someone else to make you happy, that's not a healthy relationship, because then if that fails, what do you have? You still are left with all your demons. I think the most healthy situation is when you are solely happy on your own and you don't need that person. They enhance your life, but they don't make your life. So That's what I've come to realize. That's something that I've been feeling really passionately about. And I've been talking to my other friends who have been single for a while about, and it's something that they experience as well. And I just think it's not talked enough about. And yeah, I just, justice for single girls, like truly. Okay. Last thing on the relationship front, and then I really will shut the fuck up. But again, just trying to give you guys some tea. So Ernie's going to come home for the holidays with me, not for Christmas, the weekend before. So now that I am finally in a relationship, I'm getting invited to all these like couples, like holiday things. And we live across the country from one another. And I was like, oh man, this sucks. Like I finally could bring a plus one somewhere, but like I can't because he's going to be with his family for the holidays and I'm going to be with mine. So I was like, let me just like float the idea like in front of him about coming to New Jersey, New York for the weekend before Christmas. And I'm like, let me just like test the waters. So I just happened to mention it to him. I was like, what are you doing the weekend before Christmas? And he was like, yeah, I'll do that. So we did it. We literally booked flights an hour later. So we're going to go stay with my sister in Hoboken. We're going to do a few days in the city doing – it's his first time to New York. So I'm really excited. We're going to do, like, the tree and a Broadway show and, like, all of the fun New York Christmassy things. And then we're going to go to my parents down the shore for a few days and do some stuff with my friends as well. So I'm really excited for that. Before that, Thanksgiving, I'm wanting to host a Thanksgiving in LA because I decided I'm staying here. The issue is I made a menu, okay? Like, Ernie already said he'll make the turkey. I'm already making mashed potatoes. Like, I have stuffing. Like, the menu is planned. Like, a baked brie with a little, like, jam on top. Like, it's all worked out in my head. The issue is I have no one to invite. So I'm thinking, like, wow, okay, I live in LA. Like, everyone's going to be around for Thanksgiving because, like, no one goes home for Thanksgiving. Everyone goes home for Christmas. Wrong. Every single one of my friends is like, oh, sorry, like, I'm not going to be around. So I'm trying to host a Friendsgiving, but I have no one to invite. I've asked 15 people. No one's around. So T-Tribe, let me know what you're doing. I might be hosting a Friendsgiving on Thanksgiving because right now it's just me, Ernie, and Lisa. We need some others to join this party. Okay. I think that was everything on my list of things I needed to catch you guys up with in terms of what's going on in my life. I do want to discuss pop culture. So let's spill the tea. Let's sip it while we spill it. Enjoy this new jingle presented by Kat Hammack from The Voice. Okay, there's so much good TV on. I think it's my favorite TV era of all time right now. I've said this once, I've said it twice, this is my third time now. I like Bravo, but what I like more is MTV, CBS, Peacock. I like the game shows, I like the competition. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. They're all on at the same time right now, and I'm in freaking reality TV show heaven. We have Love Island Winter Games. We have Survivor. We have Big Brother finale coming up. We have House of Villains on. We have The Challenge on MTV just started. We have The Traitors coming out. That is my mecca. Oh, new season of The Circle just dropped, which I have to tune into. Like, to me, that is everything. Even there was another new show on Netflix called Surviving Paradise. Watched it in 2 days. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. That is my kind of show. I know everyone and their mother was at BravoCon. I like Bravo. Like, I do. I watch Winter House. I watch Summer House. I watch Vanderpump. That's where I draw the line. Personally, for me, Southern Charm, I genuinely, respectfully hate every single person on that show. Not like actually that's really mean, but like I feel like there's a difference between Southern Charm and Vanderpump, and this is what I was saying to my friend. The men on Vanderpump are insufferable, but they know they're insufferable. Like they know and own the fact that they're men children. The men on Southern Charm are men child. What is the word that I'm looking for? Whatever. The men on Southern Charm are children, but they act like they're upstanding citizens. And that's what bothers me. it is the most cringe thing in the world to me to have these like older middle-aged men. I'm being so fucking mean. It is crazy to me to have these like grown-ass men acting like actual fucking children, but thinking they're so classy and so such gentlemen. They're like, we don't swear or raise our voices at the dinner table. It's like, no, but you cheat on your girlfriends instead. Like, I actually, there's no place in my heart for Southern charm, because that type of like man child is the epitome of like everything that turns me off, like truly. So I don't watch Southern charm. Sorry that I literally just buried them, but that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. I do like Housewives, some of them. I watch Real Housewives of New Jersey because Melissa, Teresa, they're from my hometown, represent. So like I have to. Just interview Jackie last week. I love Margaret. I like the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I watched some of the Real Housewives of New York, the new season. It's okay. Like, I like Bravo. I like MTV more. I like CBS more. You know what it is? There's a difference. Like, the people that are on MTV, CBS, Peacock shows, they don't take themselves too seriously. They go on TV. They don't care about their reputation. They don't care about having a glam team. They just go to give drama and give realness. The people that go on Bravo, they go on Bravo. They hire a full styling team, a glam squad. They go on Ozempic. They're, like, so image-based. I like the reality. Like, I want Snooki. I want someone that's famous as fuck, making tons of money and still wearing cheetah. That's my kind of girl. Like, I just like the people that come out of those other networks on just like a soul level more. So with that said, let's jump into the shows that I am watching and why I love them and all of that. So Love Island Games. Iconic. Truly fucking iconic. I've seen every season with the exception of Paris and Sweden. Didn't even really know those existed. The Paris one, like, I need subtitles if I'm going to be watching that and vice versa. But we have so many UK favorites on. We have so many Australian favorites on. We have so many US favorites on. I am obsessed. First of all, the second I saw Toby, the second I saw Sally, I said to my friend Lisa on my couch, I said, those two are going to like each other. I called it before they even breathed the same air. I just knew it. Sure enough, they're hitting it off. Curtis, love. He's not into Lisa. I'm sorry. Something about her energy is like coming on too strong. Like, I wish she would be a little bit more like playful, and I think he'd be more into her, but she's coming across a little too intense, like claiming her territory. Says it's been 3 days. I think that the way the first episode opened up with like the blindfolded and the kisses and Johnny and Megan being bombshells, like, reality TV gold. What I like about Games is that it's definitely an environment where it's okay to be dramatic. I feel like in the real Love Island, what I love about it is that there's not really that much like facilitated drama. Like, it's just people falling in love and it's cute and everyone's nice to each other and respectful, and that's what makes it so good. But I like how in this environment, like, it's okay to be like, I'm here for the games. I'm here to win. I'm gonna kick some ass. I'm not really here for love. And I like that. Like, it's working. I think the mix of everyone's accents is fucking hysterical. Callum, I wasn't really a big fan of him on Love Island Australia because he was just like such a player. But him and Liberty's friendship, iconic. They have amazing energy together. I think that they are like loyal. I just like love the way he's supporting her. I'm seeing a much nicer side of Callum. Liberty's an angel baby. I was so upset the way Johnny just did her dirty, if you were caught up. She's definitely there for love. She's sweet as pie. Justine and Sally, so happy their friendship is back. They are incredible. Justine's never looked more beautiful. Like, her body is rocking, her smile, her skin, everything about her. Like, she's glowing. She's the it girl. Like, she truly is. Also, I remember Jack from his season. I didn't really think anything of him. He was just like there. He was just like furniture. Now he's the main character. He is the moment. Like, I adore his personality. He's tall. He's cute. I just adore him. Like, couldn't think more highly of that boy. Love him. It's a great show. Like, it's bringing everything I need it to bring, truly. Megan, love her. Kira, gorgeous. We have a little lesbian romance going on. Adore it. Although I was thinking, like, not to get deep, but like, it's, why is it okay, like, we're allowed to have like bisexual women on TV? because men consider lesbians like hot, but if bisexual men were in that environment, like would it be as perceived as well by everyone else? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so happy that the franchise is like showing homosexual couples. Like, I think that's really important. But I was just thinking about the stereotype of lesbians versus gay men. And I'm like, I don't know if this would be so perceived as well if it was two men, because men think that women are hot together. So there is like still a little bit of like a stereotype there, which like pisses me off. But I'm happy to see the representation. I think it's fantastic that they're showing it. And I love that Love Island is like very fluid and open like that. And this isn't the first time. They've been showing this since like UK season 2 or 3. So I think it's cool that the show's always been like super open with that. What else am I watching? The Surviving Paradise show on, what's it called? On Netflix. You know when you binge watch a show, everyone's names are like in one ear and out the other? I already forget every single person. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. All I'm going to say is I liked the concept. I thought it was really good. It's about putting bougie people in like a survivor setting where you have to win challenges in order to live a life of luxury, and you're like stripped of everything. And funny enough, Corinne Olympias from The Bachelor is currently on House of Villains with Johnny Bananas. Her sister Taylor is on Surviving Paradise. I didn't realize that was Corinne's sister until after I watched the show. I kind of wish I knew it ahead of time, because maybe I would have had like a different opinion, but I didn't. So fun fact, if you didn't know that either. Also, where else was I going? We have games. Oh, Survivor's on. I got Ernie really into it. He's absolutely loving it. We watch it every Friday night together. I wait to watch it with him. If you see this little puppers, you're welcome. So we have Survivor on. Do I like? I like a few people, but like Survivor's always kind of one of those weird shows where like the people I hate from day one are the people I like at the final day. Like Emily, I think we could all agree, was like crazy in the beginning. Now I'm like, fucking go get them, Emily. Like, go get them. So we'll see. My opinions always kind of change with that show. Also, I am watching The Challenge on MTV. It's still really soon to say. The Challenge is one of those shows that, unfortunately for me, I read the spoilers before the season even airs, because I'm like a Challenge super fan. Like, I'm up here like reading Twitter, like figuring out who's casted. I don't know why. It's those one shows. I don't spoil anything for myself except The Challenge. I spoil it. I don't know what gets into me. I just can't help it. Okay, am I missing any other shows? Big Brother, we talked about a little bit. I think that Jag should win. We will see this Thursday. Who wins tomorrow, we will know. But yeah, it's a really good reality TV moment right now. Winter House is also on. I watched the first episode. I will likely catch up on a day that I'm bored, but I'm not like dying to watch it. The one thing that is pissing me off on the Kardashians is every single person in Khloe's life that means a lot to her is telling her to get back with Tristan, and it's making me feel like she needs a real friend in her life to tell her to listen to her fucking gut. So Khloe, I will be that friend for you. Listen to your gut. Don't get back with him. What are these people telling you? I think it's the worst advice, everything. Oh, keep your family together. Oh, keep this. What about him? He could have kept his family together. He burned these bridges multiple times. Like, let her live a life free of this man. It is pissing me off that everyone wants her to get back with him, except Courtney. Courtney is the only one. And P, they're like, Courtney's like, I can't look at him sometimes. He makes me sick to my fucking stomach. And I'm like, you know what, Courtney? Same. If someone did that to my sister, I would have a pitchfork, an actual pitchfork. I don't care how nice he's being now. No. Like, he would not last a second, like, if looks could literally kill. And it makes me so mad that Courtney keeps vocally saying, like, I can't get there with him. I don't want to get there with him. And everyone's like, oh, just try it out. She did 5 fucking times, and look where it got her. I'm like, am I watching the same thing? Am I hearing the same thing? I wish Khloe would speak up for herself. And I think we'll see that later on in the season, because it looks like she's going to get mad at Chris and be like, what the fuck? Like, stop. But it's like, stop. Let her live a life without him. So Chloe, I'm here for you. I see you. Move on. I get it. He's the father of your children. A lot of people don't end up with the father of their children. You will be better off with a man who treats you well and respects you and doesn't cheat on you. It's pissing me off. What else is going on in pop culture? We have more Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. We'll wait for some new updates on that. And some stuff did come out of BravoCon. Nothing crazy. Lindsay and Carl reunited for the first time in a while. Not much to say there. Yeah. Oh, I know what I forgot to talk about. One last thing before I go. I posted on my Instagram story. There is a video of JoJo Siwa carrying Tom Sandoval on her back during the show. What's it called? I just took a picture of it on my phone before. This. Special Forces. There is a video of JoJo Siwa carrying Tom Sandoval on her back in Special Forces. Special Forces is not only a fantastic reality TV show, extremely compelling, extremely fascinating, but there is nothing more humbling than watching Tom Sandoval hang like a literal rag doll over JoJo Siwa's shoulder. It is my Roman Empire. Like, I will never let this go. Truly, truly. Like, I've been thinking about it for 12 hours straight. I can't get the image out of my mind. It is the most humbling image I've ever seen in my life. Like, it brings me joy. First of all, it brings me joy for a few reasons. One, because JoJo Siwa looks like an absolute fucking badass. Like, go off, sis. Like, it is amazing moment for her. But also, it is the most humbling moment for Tom. Like, this girl who's a lot younger than you is carrying you over her shoulder like you are a piece of paper. She's just like, bloop, running with him. Like, I truly can't. And the best thing about it all, like, I've been laughing about this for 6 hours, 12 hours. I walk to the podcast studio outside. There's a huge poster of the show with Tom Sandoval on it. And I'm like, universe, thank you for reminding me again what I've been laughing about all day. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's really funny. Like, it really, it's an amazing moment. You have all the men in the background, like, throwing up from exhaustion. And JoJo's just like carrying this man like he's nothing. And it is beyond iconic. JoJo, hats off to you. Cheers, sis. You killed it. I hope you win just for that alone. I said from the beginning I thought you were going to be top two. My money's on you to go all the way. Like, truly, all my money is on you. Amazing. Iconic. Unbelievable. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you liked my little updates. I hope you liked the tea. Don't forget, Tea with Publicity is now available on teawithpublicity.com. My packaging is meant to look like a coffee table book, so you could display it in your home. You could also, hold on, I'll just open it up for you guys so you could see the tea is inside. It is loose leaf. You could drink it cold. You could drink it hot. You could put it out. You could rest your remote control on it. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. I love you so much. I'll see you next week.